This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The No Spin Zone. I love some of these slogans. O'Reilly, the No Spin Zone was nothing but spin. Fair and balanced was anything but fair and balanced. What other good slogans can we come up with that were not anything like? They were just slogans. They were meaningless. Or actually, the reality was that they were exactly the opposite of what they were purporting to be. It isn't just in radio. I guess in general, think about your life and the things that have been either you were told by your parents or things that you grew up believing that are nonsense. Now you find them to be nonsensical. A lot of that stuff goes on. It's a part of maturation, I think, proving that, in fact, there is life before death. Right? We all have our lives to lead. Let's have a good one. Let's have a wonderful, contributing life. Nobody seems to be grappling with the question, is there life before death? I tell you, there is. Yes, it's now, here, we're in the present. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. According to Jennifer, she has a good one for us. Okay, Jennifer, prove it.
Well, I think just an interesting discussion to have, and I think maybe mostly with Kara and to some extent Victoria, and that's about...
So I can take a nap? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I mean, me too, maybe, actually. Maybe you and I can hibernate for a minute. Really? But I thought this was kind of interesting. It's just an interesting take on the situation that happened with Representative Katie Hill, who we've all heard a lot about nationally over the last week or so. Katie Hill on Thursday resigned from Congress. It was her last day, and she gave a farewell speech where she said there's a double standard and that if she were a man, she would not be forced to resign from Congress. Now, I take issue with that statement. I take issue with a lot of Katie Hill's statements because she's not necessarily resigning over her situation. She's resigning because she broke a rule. And no one really even called on her to resign except for her constituents. And that's really how it should be. If you're not familiar with Katie Hill's story, she's the congresswoman who was involved in that throuple, which is the three-person couple. She had a husband. She had a girlfriend. They were in a relationship for a couple of years. And she may have a case of revenge porn because just a couple of weeks ago, photographs of her with this woman were released, and she was naked in some of them. She was in some pretty steamy and salacious situations. In one, she was naked holding a bong and showing a tattoo that looked very similar to the Iron Cross. But what's really at the crux of her resignation is not necessarily those naked pictures. It's actually the fact that she broke an ethics law in Congress, which was just voted on by her, actually, last year, saying that Congress people could not date their staffers. They cannot pay their staffers and have romantic relationships with them. The one defender of Katie Hill, and this is where the conversation, I think, begins. The one defender of Katie Hill came from a surprising place. It came from Representative Matt Gaetz, who is a staunch Republican. He was one of those people who stormed Adam Schiff's skiff. He's from Florida. He's all over cable news. He has no love for the Democrats' agenda, clearly. But he made the point, because he's a young person, that this is kind of the new normal, that this is going to be an ongoing problem with millennials as they enter office, that many of them who grew up with cell phones have naked pictures, and they might come back to haunt you, and that this shouldn't be something that knocks a person out of contention for an office. And I thought it was kind of interesting because, Doug, you and I did not grow up with a cell phone in our hand. My first one was a brick phone when I was like 16.
No one will ever find anywhere a naked picture of me. no matter.
Oh, contraire. I'm just kidding. But, you should see my dossier on you.
Really? Yeah.
But I guess for the ladies, is this kind of the new normal? I just think it was an unlikely place where she found support with this Republican who probably stands against everything that Katie Hill believes, but yet he came out and was the loudest over any Democrat, anybody else in Congress, defending her, saying that this shouldn't be a problem moving forward because this is really the new normal for young people.
See, I agree with that, actually, myself.
I don't really see the naked picture as the problem. Like,
right. Me neither. I'm with you on that. It's that she broke the rule.
Yeah, I personally think it's... Look, I know a lot of people take naked pictures, and I'm not really sure why they still do with the amount of people who have had those pictures released.
No naked pictures of you anywhere, right?
Not that I know of, unless someone's, you know, caught me while I'm sleeping or something, which...
The trick is you keep your face out of them.
That's the number one rule for millennials going into government.
It's true. Keep your face out of it. Yeah. But yeah, the naked picture isn't the thing. How old is the guy who was defending her?
Matt Gaetz. Let me see. He looks like he's in his 30s. He's a young Republican.
So that does make sense then that he understands culturally that this is something that, you know.
He's 37.
Okay, so
the
he gets
times
it.
They are changing. Get with it, or get out. Maybe.
Yeah, I do think that no one's naked picture should end their career or end their. You know, and look, we've all seen Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson and all those pictures that were leaked. Doug probably
didn't
hasn't,
do anything
but
you heard there.
No, it career. Didn't really. It was embarrassing, but it didn't end their careers.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't end your career if you're not doing anything wrong as a politician and you have a naked picture from a former relationship who wants revenge. That should not end your career. But she also broke the ethics rule, though, like you said, Jen. The real problem is that she was hooking up with someone on her payroll.
Yeah, and she a couple of them, allegedly. One was this woman who was a campaign staffer, and the other was her legislative director. And so... I think she's misleading people when she says this is a double standard. They're only going after me because I'm bisexual or a woman. I don't think that's true. I haven't heard one person actually calling her to resign because of the pictures. I actually haven't heard of one person actually calling on her to resign except for one Republican woman running against her in her district, and that's for obvious reasons. That's the only place I've heard it.
So she did this, you think, maybe because there's more to it?
I think she knows that she got caught. I think she knows that she probably broke that rule, and so she's getting out before it gets messy and before she goes through that ethics probe.
To me, the reason I don't like the whole situation is because it is messy. It's just there were so many different things that came out. And look, when it comes to naked pictures, it's really frustrating to me that it seems like the person who's the pictures come out about is the one who always gets all of the flack for it and not the person who actually released them. I think that's a major problem.
I think that person's going to get trouble, though. There are revenge laws in California, so whether it was the husband or the girlfriend or whoever did it, there would probably be some ramifications. I thought it was just kind of interesting that the unlikely source defending her was this Republican guy, Matt Gaetz, who gets so much. I mean, trust me, he is so loud. He's on every cable news show. He's on CNN. He's on Fox. He's really a defender of the president. But he came out and he said, this is an issue where a lot of millennials, I think, sympathize with Katie Hill because a lot of young people who grew up with the smartphone in their hands took pictures, sent them, shared messages and materials that are now recoverable later in life.
Well, that tells me that he's also done it.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. That's what I was going, okay, number
he's
one, we know Matt, he might be
that he's
in them.
To a lot of ladies. This is what that tells me.
He also said that she should be angry at her fellow Democrats for not standing up and defending her. And I would say that's probably right. She was seen as a young and rising star in the party, and everybody just sort of went, oh, hands off, because of the cancel culture that we've talked about so much here.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So tell me whether you think this is also hypocritical. The Starbucks manager who was fired, she was white. Remember last year, there were two black people who were arrested in a Starbucks in Philadelphia, and they were just hanging around waiting for a meeting, and they were arrested for waiting for a business meeting. Yeah. So the store manager is Shannon Phillips, it was at the time, and she was fired by the uppity-ups at Starbucks. So she this week filed a lawsuit against Starbucks, alleging that she was the victim of racial discrimination when she was terminated. She said that weeks after the arrests and surrounding media coverage, Starbucks took steps to punish white employees who had not been involved in the arrest at all. She had nothing to do with the arrest of these guys.
That's what she said. She was not involved with the incident.
No.
She said
but yet
she was
they fired her. I think
they
she's got a good suit against him.
Yeah, they were looking for someone white that they could fire.
Yeah, I think we've all put ourselves between a rock and a hard place where now we expect, you know, a big corporation like Starbucks to address the issue and do something. And so they think the way to address it is to, okay, we'll just fire someone, but then it doesn't actually fix the problem. So, I don't know. This is just
a lot
stupid.
Of it, too, is the misreporting of the media. I'm going to bring back that story.
Jennifer,
that
will you
about.
Please refer to it as news media? Because the media is all the facets.
So
of
the misreporting of the news media, just as a just to kind of liken it to a story we talked about on this program a couple of weeks ago. Remember that police chief or the school security guard that was fired because some kid was calling him the N-word. And then he said, don't call me the N-word. And they had a zero tolerance policy with their staffers for that. Well, the news media did not report that that kid was actually an African American. Was actually that both the parties were actually African American students. They made it seem like the security guard was actually a white person. They did not report on his ethnicity. And
I saw pictures of him from the very beginning in all of the articles. But
I heard this story. I mean, if you're looking,
I knew he was black.
If you read the reporting, if you just read the article and the headlines, they don't in any way mention his race. And maybe if you dump in and look at it and you see the photograph that comes with the article, the question is how many people actually do that? And by not, I think it irks me because I'm a journalism major. That's what I graduated in. And it was rammed into my head that every detail of the story needs to be in the first four paragraphs, actually the first three paragraphs, and then you include a quote. And the news media is simply not doing that. They're bringing up things in the paragraph number 12 that are really important elements of the
pejorative
story.
It's like when they correct a mistake they made, it's not on page 1, it's on page 12. And
exactly.
That's the way it works. Our DJV podcasts are places and ways in which you can find information that you may, well, not just information, but the conversations continue here. And sometimes, actually with most people, they can't listen to the whole program. So, we have podcasts that you can go to at djvshow.com, and the one that's posted now, we talk about the wildfires ravaging California, interesting situation or solution to fix the problem there. I think you'll find the reference to GOAT pretty interesting. The World Series winners, discussion about how the Nationals are parading around this weekend. There's a conversation we had about President Obama's take on the dangers of social media that I think people of all sides would be well adjusted to listen to. Twitter's decision to ban all political ads on their platform. That conversation as well. So you can find these stories, lots of conversation that you, if you haven't listened to the whole program, you can listen, by the way, also at djvshow.com. You hit the listen button. There are ways you can find the program itself continues and repeats all day long until the next one comes up. So you can listen to the podcast, listen to the whole program. It's all at djvshow.com. You can follow us on Facebook at djvshow.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it as a market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is George Dory. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The hour on the DJV program. This is our music segment for this hour, and it starts with music from Sting, who has announced the lineup for his annual Rainforest Benefit Concert, and it will include The Boss, James Taylor, John Mellencamp. They're going to be performing at this benefit. And by the way, just as an aside, I've talked about this off and on this week. If you have an opportunity to see the Bruce Springsteen documentary, Western Star, you ought to take advantage of it. It's very revealing, very powerful, very thoughtful. Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Sting. Robert Downey Jr. is going to host the event, taking place at the Beacon Theater in New York on the 9th of next month. It's called We'll Be Together. After a Sting single from 1987, lineup also features Shaggy. Who's Shaggy? Must be a...
He's like a hip-hop reggae hip-hop blend, sort of, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they did an album,
I like
whole
Shaggy.
Album together last
did
year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because,
oh, really? You know, Sting always has that, like, you know, reggae kind of undertone to his music.
Yeah.
So he and Shaggy were a really good match.
Annie Lennox will be there with the Eurythmics. Her there, Ricky Martin, Bob Geldof. That's interesting combination of singers and entertainers. Now, this event started back in 1989 as Sting and his wife Trudy started the Rainforest Fund, which aims to protect the world's rainforest, defend the human rights of the peoples who live in these forests. Trudy says, quote, "With the Amazon blighted by fire and a real and growing awareness of climate change, there was never a more important thing, more important opportunity than we have right now to fight. Protecting our forests is an important thing. All life on Earth depends on their survival." I think that's true to a point. all of that, not just what's there, but elsewhere. The green is so important to our survival. The evening is also a tribute to the 80s, during which MTV era acts like Mellencamp and Geldorf united for social change. Remember Live Aid and Farm Aid and Band Aid, all of those things. They're all, well, Farm Aid,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, Geldorf was the one who started
Live
Aid.
He was motivated, yeah, right. He just put that all together.
And Mellencamp, I guess, was pretty instrumental in Farm Aid with Willie, right?
Yes, yeah, still is. Sting and Styler have thrown 17 Rainforest Fund. That's his wife. Their name is Trudy Styler. So they've done this since 1991. The last one was 2016, and Springsteen was in that one. James Taylor was in that one. Adina Menzel was in it. Darlene Love, Ronnie Spector. There's a combo. The two of them don't like each other at all. That must have been an interesting event. Tickets for the show available starting at 10 o'clock today. Tickets also available at the Madison Square Box Office, Radio City Music Hall, and the Beacon Theater. Okay, so that's the Rainforest Benefit Concert story. I'll make you happy, baby. Just wait and see. Ooh, wall of sound. Nice choice. Thank you, Kara. Is Victoria giving you the old wet porkers? Victoria knew I'd sing along with it if I could get a chance. All right, let's talk about the boss. He's going to do a guest program, a day of Turner Classic Movies. Interesting. This weekend, a guest program, the network, picking two of his favorite movies, discussing them with Ben Mankiewicz, who's the host now on Turner Classic Movies. First up will be John Ford and John Wayne, the classic western The Searchers, 1956. That'll air at 3:30 Eastern Time, followed by Elia Kazan's 1957 masterpiece, A Face in the Crowd. That'll be on at 5:45 Eastern Time. Over the weekend, the interview segments were shot at Springsteen's home studio in New Jersey.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Republicans are blasting the Democratic resolution to advance the Trump impeachment process that was passed along party lines yesterday.
A legitimate process is one that offers protections for everyone involved. And without those protections, this will be seen as just another partisan exercise.
That's Congressman Tom Cole, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, calling it a Soviet-style process. And Republican Caucus Chairwoman Liz Cheney called it a fundamentally tainted process.
ISIS is warning the United States not to get too happy about attacking and killing its leader last weekend in Syria, the group breaking its silence to confirm the death and to name a replacement. Experts say they don't really know much about the new leader, and ISIS did not release details. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Daily Thought Exchange. We are not the Thought Police. We are the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Farrah Schillen. Here we plan every day. Not necessarily what we're going to say, how we're going to say it, but we plan to help you all grow up. That's kind of a big thing. You do have to grow up. Yeah, a lot of people get stuck in their old beliefs, and it's a new world. It's a new world order. So many assumptions that people have, it seems to me, that are wrong. I'm not here to change your mind by any stretch of the imagination. None of us are. But there are along the way a lot of wrong-headed thoughts that people have, and I don't know that we could identify them, because I think we all might disagree, or we wouldn't agree on what it is that might be wrong-headed. But let's just say that people of all stars and stripes leave perfection behind because the human condition is not perfect. So if we are tolerant, we listen to other people's points of view, maybe we don't agree, but here we disagree without being disagreeable. And that's the difference. That's the detail. That's the sort of between the sheets. Speaking of between the sheets, interesting story, Victoria, from the world
of...
Thank
I'll
you.
Give you that one.
Thank you. Suzanne's... this is... excuse me. I'll try not to ply too much into this because I'm the same age as she is, but I'm not enjoying life the way she is. Maybe put it that way.
She's having a lot more fun than you, right?
There was a time, but it isn't now. Anyway, so what do we have?
So Suzanne Somers is in the news because she is talking very candidly about her sex life with her husband, Alan Hamill. Now, they've been married for almost 43 years, mm-hmm. and she is 73, as you said. Alan is 83, and they both take shots of PT-141. I have no idea what that is. It's apparently not a drug, but
it's
I'm not sure exactly
PT-109,
what
I'll tell you
it is.
That.
Yeah, so PT-141 apparently
you know
helps
what
them
it is?
Both get in the mood.
It's a if I'm remembering correctly, and Jennifer's going to take a shot at me from knowing this.
I was getting it ready, actually. Like our expert here.
It has to do with something, a liquid that comes from a lamb. And I don't know
Ew.
That much more. Well,
there
okay.
is nothing about it? Drinking lamb juice that would make
no,
me feel...
No, they're not drinking it. They don't drink it.
That's
no,
they're shooting... Well, I don't know.
It's
a shot,
isn't it?
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
you're
it is a
injecting
shot.
Injecting it.
Yeah,
and it's an injection.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I guess we'll have to look it up because it's pretty intriguing. She said, I'm kind of in that groove like when we were younger and you're in the mood all the time. So is he because he's on hormone replacements. Well, you know, that's her big thing. She wrote the book on what's it
called? She wrote the book of love.
Bioidentical hormones, and it's for women who go through menopause. And she wrote a whole book on it. It was a Sex and the City, the second movie, she was featured prominently. One of the characters, Samantha Jones, was going through the same thing. So anyway, so she's really big into hormone replacement. So the husband, who's 83, is on that. And apparently both of them are taking this shot. She said it's a great thing because men have Viagra, but this actually is a shot for both men and women. It's not a drug. It stimulates that part of your brain that tells you that you're in the mood. So she said that she and her husband have sex 2 times a day, and she said, I usually say I sleep through one of them. That's usually the one at 4 o'clock in the morning. But then by 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm back in the mood. So
because
I don't know.
Now, the side effects are they frolic through fields and eat grass.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning?
About how bad
it's a peptide. It costs, depending on where you get it, $55-$60 bucks a shot.
But now what? So it's a peptide that comes from a lamb?
And that's basically, there's a lamb. You can get it in a couple of different ways. You can get it as a shot or as a powder. But it comes from the placenta of a lamb, I believe. After.
Who the hell ever discovered that, and why, and how?
People do all kinds of. Are you kidding? When it comes to sexual stimulants, there's all kinds of stuff.
But who would even think about a lamb placenta is going to have some sort of effect on Suzanne Somers? Like it's just, or 83-year-old
and
Alan.
Now, well, because it's now being used by bodybuilders as well to build themselves. It's non-steroidal. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, there are experiments going on all the time in that world. People trying to get bigger and not hurt their organs and stuff. You know, if you take enough of the steroidal stuff, it'll kill your sex drive, number one. And number two, it'll kill your body. The stuff that's in there that attacks all of your organs and stuff. So you may have big muscles, but you don't have much going on inside of your body. This stuff was supposedly built, and it must not be hurting her or him, because they've been on it for quite a while, frankly.
I guess it's working, if that's what it's supposed to do.
Well, my question would be, if it's artificially stimulated, then is there any real love involved, or is it just a physical act? And it's okay.
Well, I don't know. Ask that of anyone who's ever taken Viagra.
Doug, so what do you think?
Yeah. Was there any love involved, or was it just artificial?
Well, there's a certain amount of lust that's involved in everybody's life as well. So, anyway, it's nice that she feels strong enough about it,
Well, they've been married for 43 years.
Yeah.
I think they probably
like
are...
A,
cool and love each other. She says they actually slept together on their first date because she said he was so gorgeous that she just had to sleep with him.
He's still a good-looking guy at 83. He's still a good-looking man. He is. All right, we got time for the snorkeling grandma story. Group of snorkeling grandmothers. Helped. What did you say, Kara? Do I have time?
For this? I didn't say anything.
God, I hope
what
so.
Did Jennifer... It wasn't a snorkel. It was a snickle snorkel.
It's a snarky snorkel said, story.
I just said, God, I hope so.
All right, you've got a minute, so get to it.
Get to it. There are seven women all in their late 60s, early 70s, known as the Fantastic Grandmothers. And their contribution to marine life research has lived up to their name. They were in New Caledonia, and they discovered a huge population of deadly sea snakes. And the grandmothers volunteered to assist researchers from the University of New Caledonia on this project, which tracked the population of these sea snakes in their bay. The women have been working on the project since 2017. They photograph these creatures while they're down there snorkeling. The Fantastic Grandmothers, a research team. Isn't it interesting that I wouldn't want to, no matter what my age, what my sex, going near. If you look at a picture of one of these sea snakes,
they're huge.
Oh, my God, they're ugly.
These women are
horrible.
Badass.
Yeah, they are.
Badass grandmas.
That's right. This is the badass segment here on the DJV program at 42 past the hour.
Did you know that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans? Hi, I'm Senator Stacey Garin from Maine. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Joining me again here is Adam Burns, who's becoming a fixture on the program. His focus is sports betting. He's the sports book manager for betonline.ag, and certainly discussing the results of the World Series. If you look at the odds back in the spring, the Washington Nationals were pretty much on the bottom of the list. So let's say you bet on the Nationals to win, the Washington Nationals, what would the payoff, or what is the payoff today, for people who are cashing in on their bets supporting the Nationals? And were there many of them at betonline.ag?
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, they didn't have high expectations. They were about 33-1. So if you bet $100, you'd win $3,300. So, it was a pretty good payout. Actually, one of my friends took them at those odds. So he's really? Pretty happy today. I think he's already at the bar drinking. And, but going into the finals, they were actually 2-1 underdogs to win the series against the Astros. And, I actually bet them to win that series. I thought that was a pretty good value bet. Yeah. I thought, you know, they shouldn't be that high But it was a great series, and we went to seven games, and it was pretty exciting. And then, but they ended up pulling away yesterday and winning. And for the book, when it comes to World Series odds, we actually, that was one of our best results. So we did pretty good yesterday. So the guys are pretty happy here at work.
All right, so let's play the same scenario in football. At the beginning of the football season, the odds high on the Patriots to win, various other teams, the Saints, the Chiefs, the 49ers, the Packers, where did they stack up at the beginning, and are those odds sticking as the season moves along?
Well, the Patriots were favorites going in at about 4-1, mm-hmm. Which is not surprising. I mean, it's hard to bet against them. And look, right now, I mean, Tom Brady's not having the best year, but he's still managing the team, and their defense is really kind of carrying them. So they're at 2-1 right now to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at other teams, the Packers, I'm actually wearing my Packers hat right now, because I bet them at 25-1 at the beginning of the season. They're at 8-1 right now
really?
To win it all. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Brady versus Rodgers in the finals. And I mean, I think that would be a great Super Bowl, and probably the most watched and epic one almost ever.
Yeah.
Saints were about 10-1 going into the year. They're 5-1 now. I mean, Breeze is back and he looks pretty good. So, you know, they're in the mix. The Niners were pretty high. The Niners were about 30-1, I think, at the beginning. And then now they're at 8-1 and there's money coming in on them. I mean, they haven't lost.
Really?
But they got a couple hard games coming up in the next few weeks, so it'll be interesting to see how they stack up against some better teams that situation.
There was an event. There was a dispute between officials and players in one of the ball games. Do you bet on things like that? If somebody criticizes an official, do people ever do that?
Yeah, we actually had odds up on it. On who's the next player to get fined for criticizing officials.
Really?
You know, we had Jalen Ramsey, Odell Beckham, Clay Matthews. Then we had the next coach to be fined for criticizing officials, you know, Gruden, Kitchens, Arians, who I think actually did this week. So, yeah, we had stuff up like that, and, you know, people actually put money on this these crazy things.
Yeah, it really is. You look at some of the things that people are bidding on, and the next head coach to be fined for criticizing officials. Gruden was, what, 400-1? I was looking at the list to see where what's-his-face from the Patriots is, because he's pretty – I don't even see him on the list.
No, we don't have him on the list. You know what? I think Belichick is the type of guy, he almost rarely says a word to the officials. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he's not like a Pete Carroll who runs out onto the field in the middle of the field and yells at them and should be getting fined, but they somehow let him get away with it.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a game last year in Seattle, and I was literally sitting front row right behind him, and he ran onto the field and started yelling at an official, and I was hearing him, what he's saying, and they didn't give him a penalty, and I was like,
really?
How did he get away with this?
Going back to baseball for a minute, are there bets already on who will win the World Series next year? Does it go that far out?
Yeah, we already do have it up. You know, it's the main teams. I mean, Yankees, favorite. Yeah. Obviously Houston, you know, Houston's at 5-1, Yankees at 8-1, Nationals at 8-1, Phillies 25-1, Red Sox 12-1. Those are sort of the top teams. Indians, Braves 16-1.
Yeah.
Dodgers 12-1, which may be a bit of value there. I think they kind of slid down a bit at the end of the year, but they still can have a good team.
Yeah, they showed well at the beginning of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, but all those odds are up already.
Check the odds. Very interesting and so broad what you can bet on. If you go to the betonline.ag website, see what you can bet on. Have some fun. Adam Burns, the sports book manager for betonline.ag here.
Whoa. warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Fabulous experience with Nick Miles. He is our auto expert. His website explains it all, tells it all, moves you into a place of enjoying actually the experience of having a car, which is what this is all about. So, Nick, I have never asked you about the so-called connected car. There are a lot of different definitions I've seen. Would you like to define what you think a connected car is for us so we really get it from an expert? What's a connected car?
Well, the basic idea of a connected car is a car that isn't isolated. It talks to other things either on the road or in the cloud or the central computer. So the car actually has a connection with a computer, similar to what you would have with a cell phone to something else. And so what it can do is bring data into the car and it can send data out of the car. That's the basis of a connected car. So it means a car that's not just isolated on the road, but it's talking to either other vehicles, to other road users, to pedestrians, that type of thing.
All right. So do you have one? Do you own what you consider to be an up-to-date connected car?
Yeah, I do. My car can get over the air updates to its navigation system. So when the maps change, as they frequently do, I don't know if you've ever been on a road and the map says the road goes somewhere and it doesn't actually go somewhere because it wasn't updated properly. Those can be updated over the air. The software in your car can be updated over the air. Of course, with all of this, and the naysayers will tell you, this car, there comes a security problem. And if somebody else is talking to your car, the bad guys get to talk to your car too and get all right. your info and make yeah. your car do horrible things.
Right, yeah. It's a hacker's paradise, it would seem.
Absolutely.
Who wants that? The General Motors folks, speaking of who wants that, the situation with the recall with about 600,000 SUVs, what would that be? General Motors, the GMC, the Escalade, the Chevrolet, Suburban, that bunch, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, GM were the ones that had that key problem. I don't know if you remember that, but they had a key problem
yes.
that really started like the huge amount of recalls that came one after the other, and I think they ended up having like 75 incidents where people's life was in danger. They've had it rough. The last one that they, you know, they've had the Takata airbag recall, which was in some of those. They were offering free repairs to that, so GM had those problems. They've had some recalls over the years. The 600,000 currently that's going on with GM is sort of just in addition to other things that they have out there. They're four-wheel drive trucks mostly that they're recalling. And what you can do, and I tell everyone to do this all the time, is go to NHTSA.gov, and input your VIN number, and it'll tell you exactly what your car is being recalled for, whether it's on any kind of recall list, and how urgent that recall is as well. So GM do have some outstanding. Even if you go to the GM website, by the way, you can put in your VIN number, and it'll tell you whether your vehicle is being recalled and what it's for, whether it's for the Takata airbag or something else.
All right, I see that Chrysler and Puco, I always call the Peugeots Pucos because that's what they look like. One, don't they look like, I mean, the Peugeot, come on.
Yeah.
Get serious about it. The French have never been serious about much of anything or taken seriously, and that includes their car. So why, what's the attraction of Chrysler, or as you call them, Chrysler, what's the attraction of making this merger? Big deal.
Well, interestingly enough, so Chrysler Peugeot, Peugeot Citroen is quite a big company, PSA. They do something really well. That's small, cheap cars. My brother-in-law always makes the joke, if you slam the door too hard, the paint comes off. They do have a little bit of a reputation for not being great cars, but they are real masters at making small cars. This is one thing that Fiat Chrysler do horribly. They don't make small cars. They make big Dodges and big trucks and giant big Chrysler 300s. And so they can make those really well, but they haven't mastered the small car. And so to try and cut down on development costs of making these connected cars or making cars which actually are small and efficient, they're actually going to team up together so they can get a jump ahead. It does make them the fourth largest automaker in the world. They jump ahead of General Motors. General Motors had 8.3 million sales last year, and together Fiat and Chrysler will have about 8.7 million sales. So they'll be a fairly big company, just behind VW and Toyota in the amount of sales that they make. So it might be good for them. I'm not sure it's good for all of us.
Yeah, well, you won't find me driving. I'm sticking to my Rover, thanks. There's Nick Miles. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.